Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Cattlemen's Congress Conversation. A chance to catch up on the nation's best beef cattle show, put on by cattlemen for cattlemen. Now here's your host, Mr. Ron Hayes.
Talking with Monty Sewells of the American Shorthorn Association, CEO, 2024 Cattlemen's Congress. Can you believe, Monty, that we've had four of these things now?
No, it doesn't seem possible, but it just kind of feels like we're just here another year, and it's just we kind of know what's going to happen.
It seems like we've gotten past the novelty of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a question. I mean, COVID's gone for a lot of us, and they can tell us we got it on TV, but nobody's really reacting like it used to, and that's where this show come from, and it's just grown from there, and people love it, and they're coming back.
For Shorthorns, pretty satisfied with how things have gone?
Oh, yeah. It's been a great event for our breed. This year, we're right here within three head of what we had last year, and our sales have been extremely strong since we came here. I think last year we had the highest grossing of all the breeds here, quite honestly. But it's been a great event for our Shorthorn breed.
Tell me about the Shorthorn breed as far as 2023 was concerned.
We had a great year, quite honestly. We've had a lot of new memberships. Our sales have been up. Great thing about when you get some new members, they need to buy a few cows. And so that really helps the process and helps the membership. And we've seen registration stay strong. It's the third consecutive year that we've broke 15,000 for our breed. And that gives us what I consider a lot of stability, because we were floating up and down and you'd break it now and then. But I think that says a lot when we've got three consecutive years that our registrations have been right there within 100 head.
So tell me, what is the fit? In other words, I know that, Shorthorns are one of those legacy brands that we've got, breeds that we've got. Where does it fit today? In other words, in this modern era of where we're trying to really have so much genetic information, how does Shorthorn fit into the picture?
Well, I think we've probably emerged in some different ways, especially in the last 2 to 3 years. Yes, we have developed a lot more commercial acceptance within our breed, which was a goal that we had set. But I think probably more importantly, we're seeing in the folks that have reached out and used some genetics in the commercial sector of the Shorthorn genetics, they're really seeing a huge pop with their hybrid vigor or your heterosis that the Shorthorn can bring. And I think the thing that people don't realize sometimes, and I'll get the number off, there'll be arguments about it, but I'll be close. There's something like 53 breeds that have been developed from Shorthorn cattle. And so that says a lot about what our breed can contribute. And so we have had a big influx of performance data going in our system. It makes our cattle more reliable when we look at the data banks. Our bull sales have been increasing. So where they fit is going to be that outcross especially a British outcross on either an Angus or a Hereford. And the old saying, a blue roan cow, there ain't anything any better than a blue roan cow, and you got to have a little Shorthorn to get that blue roan cow. But more than that, where Shorthorn fits would be the maternal side of our breed is what we like to brag about. We're working on giving some more performance data that would boost that maternal value, and it does give a lot of value to the industry. And when we really look at where we're going, and we can talk about terminal breeds, we can talk about maternal breeds, let's really just get honest and talk about the commercial cattleman's going to take those steers, and if he's going to feed them out, he's going to make them terminal, but he's going to keep the heifers and make them replacement heifers. Mm-hmm. So these cattle have got to kind of do a little bit of both. And so as a result, it's really important that we keep a good blend of strong maternal traits with some carcass traits and develop that and look at that and keep it combined, because I don't think our industry is quite at the point that the poultry industry may be at this time, where they're just going to do terminal. Let's just face it, the commercial producer that we're going to sell these bulls to, they're going to keep the daughters back, and they're going to want to harvest the bulls.
And the ability to do that is a fine balance.
Oh, it's a real fine balance. But one of the things that probably makes Shorthorn fit that real well is I think that they're probably got some God-given genetics that maybe some of the other breeds don't have. I don't have the data to prove it. It's just observation of being in this business for, I guess, 50 years now, these cattle will put fat and marbling into their beef before they'll put it on their back. And that's value. That's total value. The marbling ability, the maternal ability, and that does correlate. And so that carcass and marbling and grading, it all fits, and it's really important. And then when we really look at what's going on today in the cattle industry, and we look at the difference in price between choice and standard or the next grades down, it's huge. I mean, we used to look at boxed beef with a 12-13 cent break on that, but there this last year there's been times it was 28 cents. It's a big deal that these cattle have got to grade in order to have any value. There is no market. I tell our breeders there is no market for cattle that won't grade choice.
Select is just almost a thing of the past.
Select's already the thing of the past in my mind. I mean, yeah, there's somebody that's going to have it and there'll be some place for it, I'm sure. But to be profitable, you're going to have the genetics to put these cattle into a choice or prime picture.
Let's talk about your juniors. I know that's a major thing that you all try to focus on.
Our junior program has done nothing but just take off leaps and bounds. I was doing some graph work for our board, and I think I got 6 or 7 years of consistent growth in our new junior membership. We're unique because you buy your junior membership one time and you're good till you turn 22. So there's a lot of people like that. But our junior national, our numbers, we broke all the records for the breed this last year in Iowa. We're going to Maryland next year, and we've already had a lot of enthusiasm about that. It's off the charts, to be quite honest. I mean, we've looked at, I think we're looking at 6 consecutive years that we've seen a constant increase on percentage of new junior members, which is awesome.
A show like this, obviously we've got a strong open show, but we also have a very strong junior show on most of the breeds. Is that the future of these major shows like this, maybe Louisville and others?
I think so. I mean, if we go to Louisville, we come here, it doesn't matter what show you really go to, these national type shows. Most of these cattle, the females, are going to be shown in a junior show, and then they get shown right back in the open show. And if you don't have a junior show activity, you don't have an open show. That's basically where it's at. As our industry has changed over my lifetime, I can remember we used to go to Denver, and those guys would go in there and buy all their bulls right out of the pens in Denver. They don't do that. They go to the farm and the ranch now. So the cow show doesn't have the same impact as to the commercial industry that it used to. Now, it is the picture window that they look at and see what kind of cattle you're bringing to town. So the cattle that we select in a show ring really need to be the same kind of cattle, just kind of the Miss America of the commercial cattle industry.
What's ahead? What sort of a vision is out there for Shorthorns in the days to come?
Oh, I wished I had a crystal ball and I could rub it and it would just pop right out. I don't know. I believe personally that the heterosis impact that this breed can have on the industry will be the growth factors that we see. And I tell people as we look way out there, maybe 20 years. I mean, I can remember 20 years ago we said it'd all be red, white, or black. You know, that hasn't happened. So we can talk about different things in 20 years. But reality, I really can see that if we got 7%, and I just grabbed that number out of the air, of Shorthorn is needed in the composites the way we're going to breed cattle in the next 20, 30 years, we're going to be fine, because we're going to have a number of purebred cattle to have that. It's if you're not in that formula, you're in trouble.
Thanks, Monty. Monty Sewells, the Chief Executive Officer, Executive Secretary of the American Shorthorn Association. They're based now in Kansas City. This is one of the original breeds that came from England and Scotland to the United States in the 1700s, and they continue to do well today.
Learn more about the Shorthorn breed by going to shorthorn.org. And for all things Cattlemen's Congress, check out our website, cattlemenscongress.com. Have a great day, everybody. From the 4th Cattlemen's Congress, I'm Ron Hayes. We'll see you soon.